This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Not only can you listen to this show, but you can watch this show every day on YouTube or on Twitch, and it is presented to you on Twitch by Springer's Jewelers, and they are in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire. If you are buying a diamond, don't take it lightly. Springer's Jewelers will take the time to educate you on the right diamond for you, and you will get the best pricing in New England when you visit them in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Red Sox front office report this week brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh, and by findmassmoney.gov, and it is the president of the outfit over there, Sam Kennedy, who joins us this morning. Hey, Sam.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Well, getting down to it, 15 left here, and an opportunity, The fate of this team when it comes to the playoffs is in their hands, Sam Kennedy.
It is for sure, and I wanted to just make mention, appreciate you guys recognizing what a somber day it is around here, and obviously after yesterday, even a more somber day. But thinking back, listening to you guys talk about 9/11 and where you were, where we all were. It's just remarkable what's happened over these last 24 years. And for me, I was thinking back, listening to Courtney talk about being in elementary school and Curtis being in college. Greg, we're old, but I've got these vivid memories. That was our first year with the Red Sox, and obviously in April that year, we had Wiggy out, came out from behind that flag on opening day. It was something that we dreamed up from San Diego, actually. We were, Theo Epstein and I were trying to sneak out of the Padres organization and get back home. And when, you know, Mr. Kraft said what he said, we're all Patriots. I remember that. Just like Curtis, being out there in California and then having the opportunity to come home to the Red Sox and seeing those guys on the field that opening day in April was just surreal, being home. And the Patriots really started this whole era. Kraft family did, and it's been remarkable. But we'll never forget those who we lost. We all lost family and friends, and it's just a somber time around here, and really remarkable to think back to all that's happened.
Well, but, I don't remember because I'm old, as you mm-hmm. mentioned. But Curtis, or Sam, what did Major League Baseball do? Did they postpone games for
yes.
a while?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. We did, and you know, and then we came back with George W. throwing out that perfect pitch, as I recall, and
yeah.
and it was unbelievable. There's so many moments. And but being a Boston fan, a New England fan, like, just, it was surreal being at Fenway watching. I mean, I actually have an image of Wiggy and Manny together down by the dugout, and you know, we were all down there watching it. It's just crazy to think about. But seeing, you know, this TV, Tom Brady, like, it was crazy at Fenway Park, and and Bob Kraft holding the Vince Lombardi Trophy, and it's like, how is this all sort of happening? Baseball shut down for a while and then came back. And I think, you know, sports was the one thing that sort of brought the country back together. And it was a really emotional time.
That was the coolest part. Winning the Super Bowl was cool, but the coming out of Fenway trumped that, because I was such a Manny fan.
Yeah.
I was a Manny, and I was like, I told everybody, I'm throwing to Manny. I was like, searched him out, and it was so cool to be able to come out from behind the flag, and then to, you know, I had never been on the field at Fenway, and then to throw it to the guy that I remember, you know, when I was playing for the Jets and listening to 99, I think Manny was in Cleveland, and listening to it, it was so cool, that moment, to be able to be like, wow, it was like a kid in a candy store.
A texter is suggesting that I missed that part because I had already left the ballpark. But I was there for it. And it was, you're right, it was incredible. And that pitch, I know, Wiggy and I know first pitches and how difficult they could be. Yeah. That ball that George Bush, that was an absolute heater that he threw with I think a bulletproof vest on at Yankee Stadium, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, and the story was that the umpire was out there and was actually a Secret Service person, and pretty incredible. But Wiggy, back to the first pitch, you remember the chaos? We had all you guys lined up, and there was like, you know, 30 pitchers and 30 catchers, and it was hilarious. I mean, seeing, you know, Teddy Bruschi and Ty Law, Troy Brown, like all those guys, and just having moved back from California, it was like seeing these guys. I mean, we watched that whole playoff from Pacific Beach Bar and Grill in San Diego, and then all of a sudden we were home at Fenway and seeing our Patriot heroes. It was unbelievable. And I agree with Curtis that the moment when Mr. Kraft said what he said, holding the trophy up after winning, it was like, we are all Patriots. I'll never forget that.
Sam, well, now looking at this current season, you look at the team that you have in front of you. When it comes to pitching, Connelly Early was a surprise for all of us. We were impressed. But when Cora was asked about him, he said that they need to look at making sure that Crochet and Bayo and Giolito are getting their regular rest spots. So figuring out where to fit him in. Would it be beneficial for a guy like Crochet to get extra rest around this time? How do you balance all that?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, if you take a step back, we've got 15 games left, 5 three-game series. The goal is still to win the American League East and to get that bye. I mean, it would be amazing. It's going to be hard, but that has been the goal, and that continues to be the goal. We've got a series left against the Yankees, obviously, this weekend. It's going to be huge, and then we actually go up to Toronto, so we've got a shot here. But giving guys rest is important too. You got to balance it. And Alex, nobody does a better job of managing that workload like Alex Cora. He's done a good job. It's really, really hard as you get into August and September, because you know, if we don't win these games, we're not playing in October. But you've got one eye on the playoffs as well. So it is a balance. But great to have these performances. You know, Conley was extraordinary. All the swing and miss he got, and just being so poised out there. I don't know about you guys, but he looked nervous in the dugout, and then all of a sudden he's up there on the mound, and it's like, whoa, what are we watching here? So it was pretty cool to see, and have his family there was great, and it was good. But it's a grind, and it takes a full complement of arms to get through this point in the season.
Sam, talk to us a little bit about, I mean, this season has shown a lot of mental toughness for this baseball team, the ups, the downs from trading Devers and, you know, hitting a little bit of a slump. And I'm very critical of Cora, and I have to give him a lot of credit to be able to stick in there and also the players and just being able to deal with all the ups and downs and the obstacles to be in a position where you are in. Talk about how mentally tough that the managers, the players, the coaches are when it comes to what you've guys been able to deal with and being in a position that you're in right now.
Well, you're right, Wiggy. We've had ups and downs over the course of what has been a fun season. But to be clear, it wasn't so fun back in mid June. We had, you know, coming off of a sweep of the Yankees. We made the deal with the Giants, and it was duck and cover time for us in the front office, and people were not pleased with what we did, and understandably so. Like, we get it, but this, I think, you know, there's been a resilience with this group, which you've seen. Team has stuck together. Huge credit to Craig and Alex and the coaching staff, and obviously the players. So the group, every time we seem to be, you know, hitting some type of a rough patch, we sort of turn around. But the 2- and 3-game losing streaks feel like, you know, 10 days, 12 days, they're hard. And this group has been resilient and has bounced back. Now, look, we're in a position to go after the division, which is exciting. We got to step up starting tomorrow night here at Fenway.
Sam, it seems like Willy Abreu not going to be back for the Yankee series, but hopefully next week. Is that still the plan?
It is, yeah. That's what they're telling us, and it's unfortunate because, as you've noticed the last week or so here, as we've gotten into September, we've really missed that bat in the lineup, and so we're looking forward to getting him back. It just shows you the nature of these injuries. So frustrating. I remember we weren't even thinking that he was necessarily going to go on the IL. And I think, you know, he's a gamer and was trying to get back just too quickly. And it probably set him back, unfortunately. So you got to manage these injuries very, very carefully. We've got the best medical staff in the business, and that's what they're doing. But it is frustrating. And I know he's frustrated. But if we can get him back for the A's series, that'd be huge.
Sam, it's been pretty remarkable from my perspective where you have been able to build for the future while contending, while also getting guys to sign long-term extensions at relatively team-friendly deals. I mean, the Chapman contract was shocking to me, given his season, him signing up here. Does it feel like that this roster is invested and wants to be here for the long term?
It does. And, you know, a couple weeks ago, we had a player roundtable with, say, 7 or 10 guys, young guys, veteran guys, and a few of us in management and ownership. And the general message from the clubhouse was guys really love playing in Boston. And I think what's cool is you've got the veteran guys like Alex Bregman and Trevor Story and Aroldis Chapman mixed in with Garrett Crochet and Roman and guys that are new but immediately get it. And the veteran guys appreciate it. They've been other places and they've seen fan bases unlike Red Sox fan base. And sort of you could literally see them in this session, you know, sharing with guys what it's like in other places and how much better it is here, how much better it is to play in front of packed houses and in a market where people care about baseball as much as anything in their lives. So it's a group that wants to be here. That's a great thing. And our responsibility is to keep the right guys here for the long term. And that starts with players that want to be here. We want guys that want to play in Boston. You know, we started this day talking about opening day 2002. And I think back over the 2.5 decades, and we got to lock down the guys that want to be in Boston and want to be at Fenway, because it's so special for that type of player. That's something that we're focused on.
Speaking of those types of players who want to be here, there was a passing report, and I've been panicked about it since that Alex Bregman has decided to opt out. Can you tell us if that's nonsense? You guys are still talking. You're not getting that feeling from him?
You know, it's interesting. We were all surprised by that report, given we just haven't had discussions with Alex about anything other than the goal at hand right now with what's in front of us these next 15 games. So that'll all take care of itself. He wants to be here. We want him to be here, and I'll leave it at that. But he's such an important part of this season and what we're doing, and all focus right now are on these next 15 games, and fingers toes crossed, October baseball.
All right, Sam Kennedy. Well, you accomplished one goal, and that was getting Hines Ketchup back in the ballpark. If you could go out and get a pennant, we would really appreciate that.
It, one step at a time, brick by brick over here.
All right, Sam, thank you.
Thanks, guys.
All right, there he is, Sam Kennedy, president of the Boston Red Sox and the front office report. We are going to get to your Hill Notes coming up right now, Courtney, and what is trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Subaru of New England. The Red Sox dropped the final with the Athletics 5-4 with an A's walk-off off of Aroldis Chapman. Peyton Tolley only went two innings, giving up two runs on three hits while striking out two in his start. The guys are off tonight before welcoming the Yankees to town tomorrow. And over to the NFL, where
big series.
Massive.
Mm-hmm. Big series.
Yeah, this will be able to create a little separation from the Yankees.
They're half a game back right now on them.
Are they half a game back? Yeah. So this
did, did I mishear you, or did you actually give Alex Cora a little bit of credit?
No, I definitely. I got to give him credit.
Little pivot by you.
Well, I mean, all the stuff that was going on, and he was able to.
That was a great pivot.
Well, he was an all-city hoop star.
Yeah, and he's done a tremendous job the second half of the season,
where
he struggled in years past.
Let's get greedy.
I can tell there's some merch coming, Curtis. Yeah. We got to update the
Can I get that green playoff jersey?
No, it's football season.
Suddenly, Alex Cora is the best manager in baseball, according to Jermaine Wiggins.
Wiggy says, Sam, I don't care what they say about AC. He's my guy.
No, I give a man credit when credit is deserved. So,
I'm just glad you remembered his name.
You wanted him run out of here 2 months ago.
I did.
You're on the Sununu train.
Yeah. Well, I mean, a lot of the players have done great. Plus, it's football season, so I wear a lot of Patriots gear now.
Okay.
Not today, though. You're in a Red Sox sweater.
I only represent the four teams.
Yeah,
I don't wear any other jersey. The only other jersey I have is some of my throwback jerseys.
Yeah. Which are cool.
Yeah.
I will say the BC New Balance stuff that we got is so comfortable.
So nice.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Although they sent me the black pullover in XL. I may need a 2X on that, baby.
Yeah, it is tight fitting.
It really is. It is
it's about a size too small.
Oh, that's reassuring. Okay, so it's a problem with the manufacturer, not my current body.
Entirely New Balance's fault.
Okay, good. Thank you. Appreciate that. Going to any games this weekend?
I'm
going to go Sunday night baseball, Fenway Park.
No, I don't think I'm going to go any because the boys play on Saturday, so I'll be glued to the TV all day Saturday.
Mike Vrabel announced that defensive coordinator Terrell Williams will be taking some time away from the team ahead of the Pats' Week 2 matchup with the Dolphins. Vrabel said that Williams' current situation is not related to the non-disclosed medical situation back in March. When it comes to practice yesterday, some guys didn't participate. Christian Gonzalez, Harold Landry, Morgan Moses, and Keon White. And we've got Thursday Night Football tonight. Commanders at Packers, 8:15 kickoff, and it will be on Prime Video for those looking for the streaming service.
That'll be a good game.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that game. It could be an preview to the NFC Championship game.
Okay.
It could be the way the Packers and Commanders have been looking. So.
Which way are you leaning, Wiggs?
You said it was, where is it? In Washington?
No, it's in Green Bay.
Mm. Oh, man. I'm going to go with Green Bay. I like the addition of Micah Parsons. Even though he was on a pitch count, he created some havoc. Having him out there defensively, I think, just gives that team a whole nother gear and just some juice. So I'm going to go Green Bay.
Which way are you going, Sharp?
I would probably agree with Wiggy. I don't love the line. It's 3.5 right now. I'll probably bet on props, but I like Green Bay.
Well, don't miss the Subaru of New England all-wheel drive away event. Wherever life takes you, trust Subaru to get you there safely with symmetrical all-wheel drive. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com.
This is not a nice text on the Subaru of New England text line. I probably shouldn't even read it. 781 text, you see that? Greg, please stop calling Shime a sharp. The only sharp he knows is cheddar cheese.
Hey!
I mean, I do. I am very familiar with a good sharp cheddar.
So after the soccer game, did you think of any delivery or?
No.
How'd you do in the game?
We tied 2-2. Oh, it was actually a great game. We were losing 2-1 in the second half. Ended up scoring with like about 2 minutes left in the game to tie it. Got a point against a team not in our conference. So it was very good.
What was the pregame message?
Just get out there, have some fun. First game of the year. Get the basics down, make sure to pass well, and they did a great job. Kids were great.
Head coach allow you to do anything? Substitutions?
I actually made a big halftime adjustment.
One of our players,
the center back, really anchored our defense. Really appreciated his effort.
Did you get a red card?
Some people impressed him, really stepped up and impressed him in the first game.
Yeah,
really?
Yep. I would say so. Okay. Got a lot of young talent on that team.
There you go, Sean. It's all about your goalkeeper.
Do you actually get paid, or is this a volunteer position?
No, you get paid. It's a job.
Okay, I'm just asking.
Yeah, no, I'm just responding.
And you don't have to worry about the union because it's a private school.
Right.
So
exactly. That's why I stayed away from those.
Your real name's Clarence.
That union drove Wiggy right out of
what?
There. What? Had nothing to do with the 2-8 record that he had.
I'm sorry, first year, we would have bounced back. Bill wasn't great in his first year in New England.
The first 4 years in Cleveland.
Yeah. So we would have bounced back. But,
and Billy O needs to do what I did. I was whispering to the sideline ref the entire game. Ended up getting 2 or 3 calls because of it.
Really?
Billy O's too busy yelling and screaming. You got to be a little kinder. You just whisper. Nice. These sweet nothings right to the referee. They'll give you the calls.
Yeah. What were you looking for? Offside?
The opponents. On the opponent's throw-ins, they had a couple guys lifting feet. Not allowed to lift feet on the throw-in.
That's a yellow card.
Didn't get called 3 times in a row. And so I was like, hey, what are we doing? And then the sideline judge helped me out a few times.
Oh, you got to drag that toe. You can't lift that thing up.
That's great. We worked on that in my practice.
Do you wear cleats and shin pads while you're coaching?
No, just in practice.
Okay.
When we're participating.
Oh, you don't go all Jim Harbaugh and wear the cleats out there?
No.
All
right. I was in khaki shorts and my Jordans.
Any accidental assistant coach headers because yours is so big?
My head's actually not that big, shockingly
big.
Enough.
Pretty big.
I mean, it's smaller than yours and Wiggy's. Like, I don't know why. I think I have the fourth largest head here. Wiggy, and Curtis have bigger heads than
I got a big head. I ain't no cap. My head is massive.
What
size hat would you wear if you got a fitted hat, Greg?
I don't think my head is very big. I mean, the rest of me is large, but I feel like my head is perfect size. Smallest head in the region currently is Tom Brady's statue.
That's true.
we have discovered that.
It's got the Beetlejuice.
All right. Hill Notes are coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Tomorrow on this show on a Patriots Friday, Pop Douglas on the New England Patriots and the Miami Dolphins on Sunday. That will be at 7:30 tomorrow, and Beat the Geek at 9 tomorrow morning on this show. And we got to get to Hill Notes.
Greg, before we get to Hill Notes, Jackson was doing some research in our archives here and dug up some old audio from 24 years ago, actually, to the date of you on AAF talking about the 9/11 incident or tragedy. And I would love to hear it if possible, because, like, Courtney, I was in fourth grade. I have my only recollection is getting dismissed from school, coming home and seeing my mom watching it on the news. Like, that's it.
I believe, if I remember correctly, you told me you were in fourth grade for 3 years. Is that correct?
No, actually, Greg, I was like one of the youngest in my class. Thank you very much. So.
Flex.
Sick brag.
Yeah. Flex on exactly. him.
Yeah, Greg's going to say, tell me I was there for 3 years.
I would be happy to hear. Does my voice sound younger? That's going to make
sense. Oh, definitely sounds younger. You don't sound the same at all.
I don't?
No, I think you sound very different.
All right, go ahead.
Two separate planes. Have both crashed directly into the World Trade Center. You will see it a million times. It is live footage of a plane slamming into the World Trade Center. You don't know what happened until you find out, but I cannot believe that that is not a terrorist
I'm going
act.
Especially with the passenger jet. That we watched it live. It swung right straight in there.
Yeah. Do you think somebody hijacked the planes?
Most definitely.
Wait.
Was that you?
Me and LB.
That is no way that is your voice.
That is not you.
Yes, that's my voice. That's me.
It's like two different people.
What happened
people?
To me over the last
You were very
years?
Radio-ish.
I had a radio? Was I radio?
Yeah, that is...
Two planes. I was like, who's this guy?
Yeah. I know.
I was like, when's...
When
like,
does Greg come in?
Yeah, exactly. So I was like, when's Greg come in?
LB sounded the same.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wait, I am sorry. That is not you at all.
It is.
That is wild. Wow. Is that just like butter? What's changed?
Curtis, I'm sure your voice has changed as you age as well. I mean,
changed because I stopped drinking and I'm not slurring my words, but it's not changed the cadence or the tone.
Oh, Greg is heavier now than he was back then.
Hey, easy there.
Sometimes
so are you.
Yeah, no. So
my break it to you.
I see photos sometimes, and I think that he's slimmer now.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, thank you.
The scale
thank
doesn't you, say that.
Well, I don't know what his scale says, but Greg gets fat shamed a lot, and I'm always kind of confused about it.
Yeah, that's because you kiss his ass.
No, I really don't kiss his ass.
I mean, seriously. Oh, Greg, you look so good. I could see an ab coming in.
No, I don't say
and
that.
That's what Courtney says.
I don't say that.
What are you down, 50 pounds?
Greg, your ab's showing.
Courtney is yelling. She's sucking up big time. Oh, your face looks so skinny. Oh.
I mean, I and I'm sure everybody who lived through that day will never forget it. But I will never forget the way it developed doing a radio show, because you thought at first that it was just a plane that had gone off track or something had happened to the pilot or something, and then the way it developed, and then realizing that the country was being attacked was just an unforgettable day.
And then it was another one, and then the Pentagon stuff comes in, it's kind of like,
well,
man.
Yeah. Well, and like listening to Wiggy talk about how it wasn't the age of social media, so you weren't getting videos immediately. So I'm sure when you first are told a plane hit the World Trade Center, you think maybe it's a small plane, too.
100%.
Well, the other thing is that we can't overstate how peaceful the prior, 15 years were. Obviously, there was the USS Cole, there was attacks on embassies, there was a 93 bombing of the World Trade Center, but, you know, the world that has occurred from the moments after the planes were flown into the buildings versus before is just entirely 180 degrees apart.
Did you guys get a lot of calls? Because Courtney and I were talking about this, because not only was this something that was massive all over the country, planes took a couple of the planes took off from Logan.
Yes,
so
yes.
With like the phone lines blowing up.
Yes, yes. And that afternoon, because we stayed on the air until 7 o'clock at night or whatever, that there was nobody out in the city. Nobody. And we were at the old building on Guest Street and looking out, and the only thing that you could see was fighter jets. Like the fighter jets that were patrolling the skies, not only here but at everywhere in the country. It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
So, all right. Hill Notes brought to you this morning by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric.
So, Wiggy, I'm guessing the reason that so many people bring their children to bars these days is because their nanny went home for the day, so they need somebody else to watch their child while they have a few adult beverages trying to deal with being a parent.
I'm like, man, if you got to take your kid to the bar.
It's not a bar, though.
It is a
Park
bar.
Park City's like an outdoor. They have great food.
Great
it's
food.
It's outdoor. There's music.
Entertainment.
It's meant for family entertainment.
No. And I think it's meant, Curtis, be honest. You live in Southie.
It's not the.
That is meant for adults.
It's not the VFW.
No. But it's the same thing as a brewery, Greg. Like a brewery is specifically meant to drink beer at, and yet there are children running around constantly.
And I think Mike Shaw does a great job. Like Curtis has talked about it before, being a parent in Southie. Curtis, I'm not speaking for you, but it seems like the locos, all of these restaurants do a great job to make it family friendly so that parents don't feel like they're shunned from the entire neighborhood once they have a child.
But no, a restaurant is one thing.
But there's a bar at the restaurant as well.
Yeah, but that's a restaurant. You can go in, grab you something to eat. This is a stand-up, kind of like Shime said, brewery slash bar.
With tables and
chairs. With tables. But there's nothing for kids to do there.
They can run around. There's more to do in there than there is at Bertucci's when you're sitting down at a restaurant.
Right, but that's a restaurant where you take your kids to go eat dinner. Like, this is a place where you congregate with your friends to have drinks, play cornhole. There's nothing there for kids.
I would just say it's less to do with, I think the idea in Park City, I had not been, was awesome. I will definitely be going back. It's a cool place. What Wiggy and I were witnessing is something that is all too common these days, which is that people arrive at a bar, there's an area for kids, they plop their kid there and walk away and ignore them. And then it becomes everybody else's problem.
Yeah.
And whether you're at a restaurant or a museum or a park, that the fact that you bring your kid somewhere doesn't then give you the right to go on with your day. You should be with your child with toddlers so that they don't run away or start spilling things or tripping or whatever else.
And the kid area is for adults, because what if I and a couple of my buddies want to go there and we want to play cornhole?
Well, you could play cornhole.
You can't, because it's being it's run
kids
over.
Kids crawling all over the corner.
It was inundated with toddlers.
You didn't want to play cornhole.
How do you know?
You wanted to eat wings. You wanted to eat wings and dumplings.
Yeah, like, and there's nothing wrong with that. And the wings were spectacular.
You had 87 dumplings yesterday.
The wings were spectacular. The dumplings were very good. Pan-fried, by the way.
Oh,
but if we wanted to, as a team bonding event for Odyssey, say, hey, let's play a little cornhole. Pick a couple. You can't do it because the kids have turned the cornhole area into their own little playground.
All due respect, Mr. O'Brien, take a seat. Okay, you're never going to get a job with the Pats. So slow down and stop trying to give credit where it's certainly not due. And yes, if we don't win in Miami this weekend, we're in big trouble.
Big trouble. My God. I can't even imagine what it is going to be like Monday morning at Gillette Stadium if they don't win this football game.
It'll be. Because if you don't win, I said it before, then there's probably a very, very good chance that Drake May didn't play well.
Yeah.
And then that Shime will really be calling for Josh McDaniels' head.
We will be talking with Mike Vrabel Monday morning at 6:30 on this show, and Boomer Esiason Monday morning at 8.
What about that UMass football team? Go Bryant.
Yeah. They got to switch some things up, man. I know this Coach A.H. is first two games out. You know, Temple, you get blown out, then you lose on a last-second field goal.
Tough one they've got this weekend.
To Bryant, now you're going to Iowa, and then after the next game will be at Missouri.
Oof.
So you got to switch some things up, man. You got to start They have a quarterback there that I think is good, but they don't play him. They play this other kid, and you know, it might be time for them to try something new because don't look good.
And now, another segment of The Morning Show.
Were we talking about Stratego the other day? I love that game. A lot of strategy involved there, you know.
My favorite game is Risk. It's kind of like Stratego, but it's, you know, a little bit more in depth. And I really like that, a lot of strategy.
James has been into Trivial Pursuit these days. He's so smart.
I love Scrabble. Really makes your brain work, you know? Coming up with words and stuff, yeah. My favorite kids game was Hungry Hungry Hippos. What?
Nothing, Courtney. Yeah, yep. That's a good one.
Wait, don't you just push the hippo's tail till...
No. It's okay. That's a good one, Courtney. A lot of strategy.
But you can't even move the hippo.
No, it's okay, Sean. It's okay.
Hungry Hungry Hippo is a good one.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
The three best kept secrets in the history of the world. Who killed JFK? Why didn't Malcolm Butler play? And what suburb is Courtney actually moving to? And on that note, Greg saying leafy suburbs has overtaken my adopted home continent of Maine as the most annoying thing he says 52 times a day.
I think this week I'm moving to Natick.
Okay.
Yeah, Natick.
Is it, if we could play a game, 20, how many letters in the alphabet?
Ooh.
Sorry, I didn't mean to give you a
no.
28?
Oh, no, so close.
26.
Oh.
I knew it was an even number.
Would it be in the first half or the second half?
The second.
Yeah. Is the suburb. That's what it begins with, is a letter in the second half. Okay. All right. Excellent.
Just check.
A little bit of a clue. A little bit of a clue there.
Okay. If we're going to pick on Courtney for some of her mispronunciations and interesting comments sometimes, we really cannot overlook Curtis today around 8:40. Wiggy says, I always knew I was going to name my kid Jermaine Wiggins Jr. Curtis, dead serious, who's Jermaine?
Who's Jermaine Sr.?
Right.
I was dead serious.
Cut off.
It was Wiggy.
It's this interesting thing. I think it's called sarcasm.
Oh, could you imagine being that dense that you leave a voice note on that? Holy cow, go outside, bud.
We gotta respect Wiggy's take on no kids at the bar, okay? His parental skills are top-notch. Nothing is more evident of this than explaining to us how all of his children were potty trained at 4 months old. Yeah, Wiggy.
That was a very wild true one.
Very true.
Not true. Impossible. I mean, it's not even possible. 4 months.
They wouldn't have to, crawl onto the toilet.
Right. That's it. You got the little toilets.
What?
You know, the kids' toilets, the ones...
Oh, the toilet chair thing?
Yeah, the little ones that you can have.
What three-year-old can take off and put on their clothes? 3-month-old.
Well, I mean, mine's a different talent, though. You know, every kid's got different talents, so I don't want to crap on anybody's kids, but, you know, my kids were walking and streaming services at a very young age.
All right. Is that it?
One more, Greg.
Okay.
Hey, wouldn't you guys love to play Scrabble with Courtney? Oh, I played Amoeba for 1-4 points. Love you, Courtney. Love you guys.
Love you, too. All right, those are Hill Notes, and they are brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Jones and Keep up next momentarily with Bradfo at 11:25, and 2 weeks left. That's it. In the regular season for the Boston Red Sox, you heard Sam Kennedy this morning say that their goal is to win the East. So we'll see if they can do that, mm-hmm. Wiggy.
Yeah, they're right there.
Yeah, and we'll hear what Bradfo has to say about that coming up. Before we go, could we open the window world of Boston weather window for Curtis, please? Curtis, what do you see out there today?
Well, I see American flag, because we're all Americans today. Good. 65 degrees and sunny, afternoon high of 79. This weekend, looking gorgeous. Saturday, partly cloudy, 75. Sunday, 76. This is the best weather of the year.
Okay. Visit Window World of Boston for not only windows, but anything that you need exterior for your home. They have it all at their four local showrooms. You can go to windowworldofboston.com. We are back tomorrow morning with Pop Douglas at 7:30.
No Splain? Dang it.
Nope. And Beat the Geek. That's at 9 tomorrow. Thank you. Now the
time has come for leaving. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.